is Daryl from Homebrand. Welcome to the studio, Daryl.
Morning, James. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Very much appreciated.
Not a worry. Thank you so much for popping in, and thank you for making the journey from Frio this morning.
What a long distance I've travelled. I've just moved to Frio, so I haven't quite got that Frio attitude of, I don't leave this place, you know. I only go to the local bars and the local cafes. So.
That's right. It'll come, definitely.
Yeah. Give me another year and I'll be phoning in.
Exactly. Well, I look forward to that. Yeah. Welcome. Pleasure to have you. For those who don't know, your band, Homebrand, have been releasing quite a few singles over the last couple of years, and you've just been on your first national tour.
Yeah, lots of fun. We started as a band when we were young kids and released a few singles back in the day when we were still teenagers. And then we've always been playing together and playing around town, but not really releasing much since 2019, I think, was the last single before the current clump of singles.
Was that What You've Done?
What You've Done,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yes.
And then over those sort of years, I mean, after 2019, some stuff happened that...
Really? tell me more.
Some things happened that stopped bands from being able to function that well.
Yeah, funny.
So it's not entirely our fault. But since October last year, we've been releasing some singles. We recorded 5 singles. We have released 3 of them. So there's 2 more to go.
Uh-huh.
and then hopefully by the time we've got those out, we'll have some more in the bank as well.
Yeah. So. Excellent. Yeah. So are these singles, have they, like your most recent single, The Trouble, have they been recorded with Shane Parsons?
Yeah. Yeah. So Shane Parsons is... the front man of Dizzy Death Rays, who we've got a show coming up with them on July 5th.
Oh, hey, plug.
Yeah, so originally the concept for this was we were going to head over to Sydney and record with Shane, and it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back because of all the lockdowns in Sydney.
Mm.
And so eventually in 2022, so nearly 2 years ago, we recorded some of this stuff. After... we were meant to fly out, and then a day before they got put into lockdown again, and this was like the third time we had to move, and we just texted Shane and was like, hey, we can book your flight for like 2 weeks from now if you want to just come to Perth. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And so we, luckily Sammy at Tone City had some last minute availability for us, and so we jumped in the studio with Sam and Shane and made some songs.
Beauty. Shouts to Tone City, yes. Great. So one of those songs, I guess, is The Trouble, mm-hmm. which has been your most recent single. You've been saying that the lyrics and the tone of this song have almost sort of a bit more about the tone of what you've been seeking to achieve as a band. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah, so I think musically this song is the most sort of interesting that we've done. I think a lot of our older stuff is, you know, verse, chorus, you know, maybe one or two chord progressions in it, standard sort of punk stuff. And that's...
Hey, look, you're not the only ones.
No. And all of our other songs that we're writing now are that. But this one just felt really interesting to us. And then lyrically, it's sort of about that, the struggle with mental health and how that directly affects sort of your relationships and, you know, the term The Trouble comes from the line, is it even worth the trouble, where I'm referencing sort of, is it worth putting all this effort into, you know, life and relationships when your mental health is going to just drive people away? And it's sort of about grasping that. But then also by the end of the song, I sort of come to terms with the idea that it is worth the trouble.
That's a great message to have, yes. And on that as well, sort of slightly linked to that, I have seen that you as a band, yourself and your bandmates, have actually been donating to some mental health charities. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so sort of in the second half of last year and the first half of this year, we'd taken part in some mental health fundraiser shows. The biggest one was for Lifeline, where in August last year we lost Joe Goldsmith, who was my housemate and lovely musician. Everybody go listen to his music. And after that we realized, I mean, I've always had my own mental health struggles, so I knew the importance, but it was my first time losing someone that I was that close with. And so, yeah, in the week, 2 weeks after he passed, we, with the help of Emma Adams at The Bird, put on a fundraiser for Lifeline and raised, I believe, over close to or just over $10,000. And then we also, me and Anna Schneider and our other housemate, who's my partner, Olivia, kept his single launch going that he had planned for the week of his release, and then donated all that money as well to mental health charities. So the band weren't directly involved with that one, but they all helped us put it together.
In some way, you definitely did contribute.
Yeah.
A fantastic initiative. Well done to yourselves. And for those out there who may also be struggling with their mental health, help is always available. If you do need to talk to anyone, Lifeline is always available. 13 11 14 is the number you can contact if you are going through anything at the moment. So really great stuff from you guys there, Dil. Why don't we take a quick little break now, and we'll have a listen to The Trouble.
Amazing.
And then we'll come back and we'll continue having a little chat.
Let's do it.
You're on Breakfast on RTRFM 92.1. This is The Trouble from Homebrand. Keep it locked. The Trouble. That is Homebrand there and their new single, The Trouble. And it's always great when a band member is rocking along to the song in the studio as well. It shows you that they're not bored of the material yet. It's still good.
Yeah, it's only been out for 2 months, a month. So I'm not quite at the point of having heard it too many times.
Indeed, but you, of course, recorded it and, yes, you know, had to go through all of that. And as we were just discussing as well, you've recently shot a video for that song.
Yeah, we shot a video recently, which will hopefully be coming out. We're just figuring out release dates, but hopefully in the first half of July we'll have that out. And we shot that with some final year film students as part of a collaboration between Wham and Curtin University.
Awesome.
And so we got it for free as well, so you can't complain.
That is the best budget, is no budget.
And can I just say props to the Curtin film students, because it looks great. It doesn't look like, you know, what you'd think a student production would look like. It looks like a full shebang that you would pay some good dollars for. So
very good.
I'm excited for everyone to see it.
All right. Well, props to those filmmakers. We'll have to get your deets and pass them along to some other bands. So I want to go back to this tour that you've just been on around the country, stopping in at a few dates. You were over in Melbourne and Brisbane and then down south, down Albany, Esperance. Were any of these cities first-time visits for yourself or anyone in the band?
Actually, everywhere except Albany
was
a first-time visit and the hometown show, obviously.
Well, obviously, I've assumed you've been here before.
Yeah, and it was honestly really, really great. You know, starting off in Melbourne was a really lovely, small, intimate crowd. I mean, there was probably like 50 people there. But like those 50 people got around it and really enjoyed it. I think for most of them it was their first time hearing us. I mean, there was a couple of people there who were familiar with the music, but most of them were, you know, friends of the support band. But then Brisbane was like one of the best shows we've ever played. Yeah. We played at Greaser Bar in Fortitude Valley. Just this little dive bar, you know, sort of similar to Lucy's Love Shack sort of vibe that we have here. And yeah, lots of people came and lots of them knew the words, which was really, really surprising. We didn't sort of expect that at all anywhere, not even in Fremantle did we expect that. So to have people in Brisbane was really, really lovely. While we were playing, they did steal some of our T-shirts. But
there was a big butt coming there.
But I will say that people in Brisbane now own our T-shirts, whether or not they stole them or not. So
that's true.
That's a plus.
They are spreading the word.
Yeah.
That is great. Fantastic. Having done the tour now, is there any lessons you think that you've probably learned as a band, or something that you're definitely going, apart from guarding the merch, is there anything next time you're like, we definitely know how to nail this?
It's definitely taught us how to play better, 100%. Like, I know it's only 5 dates, but the difference between us before those 5 shows and after is a lot, because normally, you know, you play 5 shows locally over, you know, a month and a half, 6 weeks or something, but, you know, we did it over a week.
Mm.
And so you're just able to go, we did that wrong last night, let's improve it tomorrow. But I think it also, we've also done the first lap and been like, man, that was tiring. And so we're doing another one in January, hopefully.
Oh, great.
If all comes together. And we're definitely going to maybe spread it out a little bit more. You know, the first one we caught, we started off on a 4 a.m. flight straight into, you know, landing in Melbourne and playing until 1 a.m. And then that ball just kept rolling for five shows.
Mm.
So I think what we're going to do this time is we're going to go to the city the day before and then start the tour on a good sleep.
Mm.
And then I think we can handle the week of bad sleep as long as we start on a good sleep.
I agree. Yeah, that's the way to start it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great plans. Excellent. Great. Any idea about the cities you're going to add, or just sort of the big ones that were missing last time?
Yeah, so at the moment I have confirmation on Adelaide.
Oh, nice.
So that is the only one that I have confirmed. We definitely want to go to Brisbane again because, as I said, it was very lovely.
Mm.
We are thinking of, we probably only have the budget to one weekend, so we're thinking about just doing some regional New South Wales. So
yeah, nice.
Wollongong or Newcastle.
Yeah, great.
And then probably some more regional WA as well. But in terms of the East Coast, yeah, probably Adelaide, Brisbane, and probably Wollongong.
Great. Big punk rock town, Adelaide. So
yeah.
Yeah, they'll love it.
Yeah, that's great. What I've heard. Wednesday night at Cranker is what I've heard, because they do $3 pints. That is unheard of in Perth.
It is, well, unless you go to your local bowls club.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we here at RTR encourage reasonable and responsible consumption of alcohol, but a deal is a deal. Now, this weekend, speaking of live music, you folks, as well as many other local acts, are taking the stage at the Fremantle Winter Music Fest. This must be your first time performing for the fest?
It is, yeah, and we're really keen for it. RTR has always been this sort of staple of Perth that we've loved, and we're super keen to help raise some money for such a great station.
Indeed, and props to you folks. You have managed to luck the indoor stage.
Yes, we were. When we got it, we were like, oh, I hope to play outdoor. We never get to play outdoor. And then when we found out we were indoor, we were like, oh, I would have loved to play outdoor. And then now that it's come to the time of the show and it's really cold, we're all like, thank goodness we're playing indoor. This is going to be good.
You have lucked out. Of course,
yeah.
We don't want to say that no one should go outside at all and take in the bands on the outside stages, but good for your warmth at least. Yeah. So you're playing Port Beach Brewery at the inside stage, along with Alter Boy, Have a Good Day, and Lucy, also on your stage. You know those bands well?
I do. Yeah. We're a bit of different vibe from those, and I think that's fun. I think it's fun to be the outlier. They're all unique, but they definitely all have that sort of indie pop, jazzy. They all have keyboards in their band, and then
there's the link. There you go.
Yeah, they all have keyboards. We don't have keyboards, but
you've got 2 days.
We've got 2 days to get a keyboard. Our drummer has started using backing tracks. So maybe we'll add some keyboard to the backing track.
There's your in.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's gonna be good. I like that because it opens you up to a new audience.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so many other great acts are playing across the various venues. We mentioned Port Beach Brewery, but also Mojo's Bar, Swan Lounge and Back Garden, and 201 Below. You've got Coco Elise, Bad Bougay. I just love saying that name as well. It's spelt that way, folks, as well. I'm not just being an idiot. Lucy, as we mentioned, Ricky Neal Jr., Rochelle O'Reilly, Riley as well, hopefully they're not back to back, and some dedicated DJ stages as well. So much on offer, folks. Tickets are still available, not too many, but there are some. So head to the website rtrfm.com.au to snatch up those tickets before this Saturday, the 22nd of June. Just on that, and not to put you on the spot here too much, Daryl, but do you have your kind of first or most significant live music memory?
My first of us playing or in general?
Either or. Maybe an artist you saw which really spurned you to continue with music,
yeah.
And then your own.
So my first ever show, and it's a very lucky show to be able to go to, was Soundwave, the year that Green Day were headlining.
Wow.
Maybe that ages me as very young.
I can't even remember the year.
It was 2014.
Thank you for
prepping that. Would have been 13 years old.
There we go. He's just outed himself, folks. Now, 10 years later, we're going to come and arrest you for getting in underage.
And Green Day were like gods to me in school, as I'm sure they were to a lot of people listening.
I've got another 20 years on you, and trust me, they were gods when I was that age too.
And I'd seen, you know, my brother and myself were both part of the Rock Scholars Music Program, and so we'd been to, you know, little local shows for the music school. But that was my first ever big stage performance, seeing a band that I just was obsessed with live. That was like life-changing for me. And looking
amazing.
Back at that lineup, there were so many good bands that I missed.
Well, it's like that with festivals, you know, everyone's laid over themselves, can't see everyone.
But I literally just knew Green Day. I was like, I love Green Day. But looking back, there was like Bowling for Soup and all that played.
What a throwback there. You'll always find that with festivals, I find. I attended a festival in the UK years and years ago, and I still have the little program from it. And now and then I'll pick it out for nostalgia. And, yeah, you go through and go, oh, my, I didn't even see them. And now they're one of my favorite bands, except it's just like that sometimes. So don't beat yourself up. You got to see Green Day. That was a big thing. And what about, we spoke about how good the Brisbane show was, but is there another, I guess, significant maybe show in the development of Home Brand?
It's hard. We used to play pretty much fortnightly at the Y HQ. That place was sort of our second home, which was good. You know, outside of, we played a lot of shows with Rock Scholars back when we were little kids, because it's hard to say that like we're the same band, because we're not, but like we met there and then have just been, you know, kids jamming since then. But playing at the Y was like the first time playing a show outside of our music school. And so it felt like, you know, yeah, this is where career musicians now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the first time we sold that venue out when we were like 16, I remember just being like, boys, we've made it. This is it. Like, this is the trajectory of our lives.
That's right. It's just going to continue from here. Yeah. It's a linear track.
We actually really wanted to put a show at HQ on for our tour, and we just they just didn't have the availability. But we're hoping to book one in, because we haven't played an all ages show in a long, long time.
Nice. Well, that January tour you're mentioning, maybe that's the one.
Could be.
Keep your
Watch
eyes.
This space.
That's right. Keep your eyes posted everywhere. On that, do you want to give a little quick plug for your socials or where people can kind of follow news about the band?
Yeah. So Instagram is sort of the main spot that you can find us. Well, all the streaming platforms if you want to listen to us, but if you want to keep up with gig news and release news and whatnot, it's Home Brand the Band is our @ on all social media. Instagram is sort of the main place. I do occasionally post on TikTok, but I'm not very good at it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I won't hold that against you.
Yeah. So...
Fantastic. This has been Daryl from the band Home Brand, who are playing Winter Music Fest this Saturday, 22nd of June. You can catch them at the Port Beach Brewery. Their song, The Trouble, doing the rounds on RTR right now. Thanks so much for coming in for a chat, Daryl.
Thanks for having me. Very much appreciated.
Well, we're going to now close this segment with another one of your tracks, one of your earlier singles that we mentioned just before, What You've Done. Anything you want to say about this song?
I don't know. This song feels really old. We, because it was on Spotify for a long time and then we forgot to pay the renewal fee. And so it almost feels like a new single because it's only been back up for a few months.
There we go.
So maybe it'll have a resurgence.